inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
I beg your pardon, I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime.
Sugar,
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. I am Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. If you have questions or comments, please call or text. Be a part of the show, 437-1620. Mike Wiggins, how you doing this morning,
sir? Hey, Jake, I'm doing very well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just had my first cup of coffee in the morning, and man, I am feeling great.
Wait a minute. You've been up since about 3:30.
I waited a little while.
Did you?
I was starting to fade a little bit, starting to get that headache, and I thought, well, I got to go for the Folgers.
Well, you sound energized now, babe.
Oh, man, I'm feeling great now.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk. We always talk about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you remember last week, I dropped my pen.
Jake. Okay. Getting his pen.
Last week, we were so proud that we were not ever going back into the 40s again.
Right.
Wait till Wednesday.
Right.
So much for the Garden Line weather forecasting.
How did that work out for us?
Not too well. Yeah. Not too well.
Okay.
But anyway, it's not going to bother a thing. It's going to be quick. And, of course, this morning when we're sitting here in the 70s at 6 o'clock in the morning, that just tells you that, one, spring is here, and our lawns, we'll use our lawns as an example, love those higher nighttime temperatures.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just going to soar. It's just going to start growing. And one thing I wanted to mention before we started, just a few things. One, insofar as mowing the lawn, as I walk my neighborhood, and I've got some fabulous neighbors, and they're very good gardeners, and their landscaping always looks so good. However, there are some that are absolutely scalping their yard.
Cutting it
too close.
Yeah.
And that's just going to help promote weeds and maybe even disease. As you open up that St. Augustine or centipede or even zoysia grass, it just will happen. If you're going to do it right, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, you've got to mow it high. Set it on 4 inches, and as you mow your lawn, say even this weekend, you're not going to get too many clippings. You're going to do two things. One, you're probably going to get some of those taller weeds that are there, get those up, get those seeds out of there. And what you're going to also do is go ahead and expose all that, as much of that leaf surface as you can, which will make that grass just grow better. So that's exactly what you want to do. And I would recommend that. But scalping it can really set you back, in my opinion. It looks good. It looks great. You get out there and you mow it real close. It's all nice and tight. But to me, it's just not the thing to do. So in any event, be careful about scalping the lawn. That's for sure. A couple other things, Jake, I was going to mention. One is ultra-fine oil. Now, here's what that's all about. Every spring and fall, many of your landscape plants, including sago palms, ligustrum, camellias, azaleas, that type of thing, need to be sprayed with ultra-fine oil. Ultra-fine oil is kind of the improved Volk oil spray that many of us are familiar with. And it's generally just a rite of spring to go out and spray these landscape plants with that. Because what you're trying to do is to control the scale on it. Now, if you take a ligustrum leaf, for example, and many times during the growing season, you just kind of turn that leaf over, and on the bottom of that leaf are little white specks. Those white specks are insects which are boring a hole. They're sucking juices out of that plant, and those juices turn into a honeydew-type material, which in turn turns into black, sooty mold.
Uh-huh.
So here you are, you've got a landscape plant with black sooty mold. Well, what that does, you get that black sooty mold on that plant that does not allow the sunlight to get to that plant, and that plant generally suffers from that. What happens is this ultrafine oil smothers that scale and stops that whole process before it begins. As I say, go back in time to the 40s and the 50s, our grandparents just did this every spring and fall. But if you were using the old Volk oil spray, you had a very tight temperature range in which to put this stuff on. But nowadays, the ultrafine oil, one, does a better job, and number two, you don't quite have that temperature swing in there. You can do it when it's a little cooler, and you can do it when it's a little warmer. So keep in mind that ultrafine oil, if you've got some scale problems, a lot of folks with sago palms have it. You can walk out and look at a sago palm that has a scale problem, and it looks like it's had a snowfall. Looks like the snow is on it. It's horrible, and it really will just absolutely help deteriorate that plant. Mm. So, anyway, the ultrafine oil is very, very timely to do that. Now, also, if you're planting your new plants, I went to a garden center the other day, Jake, and he had a big display, a big pile of Canadian sphagnum peat moss. And I don't think we use that as much as we have in the past, and really as much as we should. If you're going to plant a 3-gallon azalea, and you're going to remember last week we talked about scoring the roots and loosening mm-hmm. them up, that's critical. Yeah. But in the hole in which you're going to plant it, you need to put some peat moss in there and put some of the dirt that you already dug out and mix all that together inside the hole. Take out just enough to slip that plant in there, then backfill with that sand and peat moss mixture. Totally organic. It'll help retain the moisture that our sand will not retain. And especially initially when you're planting the plant, it will do much, much better. Hmm. I've seen some studies that say, you might not need the peat moss. You might just want to plant in the sand. Well, I did a little experiment when I was a little younger, and I had two ligustrum plants, 3-gallon. They were about, 2 to 3 feet high, maybe a little more. I planted one with the peat moss sand mixture and one in just the sand. And the results just validated what I just said. The ligustrum with the peat moss just did better. Mm. It's easy to do. It's not expensive. And it's, as I say, it's totally organic. Because what you don't want to do is to plant that plant in a hole and get you a big handful of fertilizer, pop it in the bottom of the hole, and then plant your plant. That is just about the worst thing that one can do. So the peat moss sand mixture is probably the best way to go.
All right.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. Get your calls and texts in before it's too late. 437-1620. We already have a bunch of texts rolling in.
Oh,
when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about caterpillars and how to get rid of them. We'll be right back after this. It's The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio 92.3 Informative, Local Dependable. Here's a word from our sponsor, Blue Sky Landscaping.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check! Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check! Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check!
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back.
Woo!
And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and live music every Tuesday night at 7.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down to Mountain, Mississippi.
This week, the Victrolas bring the feel of Texas dance halls, Bakersfield honky-tonks, and the strains of the Louisiana hayride. Grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass. And get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Smooth Tuesdays here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's The Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you today. If you have questions or comments, join the show, 437-1620. You want to go ahead and get to some texts?
Oh,
messages?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. So we talked about, before we went to the break here, somebody wanting to know about caterpillars and how to keep them away. They had issues with their garden last year. They think that it was caterpillars that destroyed all of their cucumbers and tomatoes.
Oh, that could easily be.
How can they keep them away this year?
Well, let me tell you what a lot of people do, and I totally agree with this. There is I think you can buy a liquid or a powder called Bacillus thuringiensis. I can't spell it.
Gesundheit.
That's what it is. It is a material that you can use on anything, and it only is for worms, period. It's an insecticide, but it's only for worms. But the good thing about it is an organic product. A lot of people, when you see it on the shelf at a garden center, it'll just have the initials BT. But that stands for Bacillus thuringiensis, and it's a great product because here in Pensacola, you can be sure the worms can really, really get to you. A lot of people will go out every morning and look at their plants, and if they don't have too many of them, they'll just pick them off. But that BT will really solve your problem.
All right. And another question from Dave in Midway. Thanks for listening this morning, Dave. He's trying to grow cucumbers as well, and he said he's having some trouble. Is this spring colder than usual?
Well, sometimes you really never know, in my opinion, what the weather changes have brought on. I think that it might. Remember, we went down into the 40s,
right?
And just kind of the mid 40s. Mm-hmm. That could easily have affected that because cucumbers obviously are a springtime, warmer weather type vegetable to grow. So I wouldn't give up. I wouldn't give up if they're still alive and maybe just kind of hanging on. I think the weather we're going to have is going to be okay. Now, we're going back into the 40s again for Wednesday, Thursday? Anyway, midweek. Then it's going to really turn nice. But in the interim, we are going to have a little cooler weather, which, if nothing else, may slow down some of these vegetable plants.
So he's in a pickle, but it's not really a big deal.
Jake.
Yes.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I am every day.
What was in that coffee that you said you drank?
Man.
But, yeah, he's in a pickle, all right.
So, yeah. Okay.
He'll do fine.
So, Dave, sorry about that. Thank you for listening, Dave in Midway.
I think you're going to be okay, Dave. Just as you know, after cold weather, usually after a freeze, but be sure that with the cooler weather and with the wind, we're going to get some wind. And remember, I preached that sermon last week where windy weather dries all our plants out.
Right.
Be sure you've got enough irrigation, enough water on your vegetables, on your cucumbers. And after they grow and after you do your pickles, I hope you'll bring Jake one just to prove
yes.
that you can do it.
Yes, I definitely want to.
Dave, we appreciate you calling us. Yeah. We really do.
All right. Another listener wants to know, I did pre-emergent in February. Now I need to fertilize and post-emergent. Is this right? What order should they do that in?
Well, that is a great question. And doing the pre-emergence in February was so right. A lot of us don't do that, and we should, because you obviously pre-emergence means you're trying to beat the weeds that are coming up. You're trying to kill them before they inhibit them from germinating. Now, you do have two things to do. If you've got weeds that have escaped the pre-emergence, I would really want you to wait just a little longer, maybe a little longer, but not too long. Let's go mid-April would probably be a good time to do that. And, of course, be so careful with your post-emergence weed killer. Read that label. Be sure that that post-emergence chemical is labeled for your grass, because a lot of them aren't. A lot of them, if you have St. Augustine grass, there are a lot of them you don't want to use on St. Augustine.
You got to read that fine print.
Read the label. That's a tedious situation, but you need to do that. I think mid-April would be good to go after those. Now, as far as fertilizer is concerned, this is where the experts, many of us sometimes don't pay attention to the experts. They say, wait till that grass is totally out of dormancy and do it probably, say, the 1st of May. Well, there are a lot of us that would like to do it a little bit sooner. But if you're going to use that weed killer, you don't want to put the post-emergence on right before you fertilize. Because if you put the fertilizer on, you've got to water it in. And if you're going to put post-emergence weed killer, you don't want to water it. So I would go, say, mid-April with some of your weed killing. And then, let's say 2 weeks later, then you can obviously go ahead and put out your fertilizer. I really still like that 16-08 formula. It's not mandatory. You can put that higher nitrogen on in May. And then for St. Augustine, you're going to repeat that in midsummer. Then come with the winterizer in the fall.
Okay.
But if you have centipede grass, keep in mind the post-emergence, say mid-April, then the higher nitrogen fertilizer. But midsummer, you don't want to do that with centipede grass. It doesn't really, many times, it doesn't need any fertilizer. But if you did something, you could put something like milorganite or ironite or one of those products that doesn't have a lot of nitrogen, because that does a disservice to centipede grass. So that's kind of the schedule I'd follow.
And to reiterate, you are not a fan of the weed and feed products.
No, just don't do it.
No bueno just, on the weed and
just
feed.
Just don't do it. We always say, we can go through the whole spiel, which we won't do, but just keep in mind that the weed and feed has weed killer and fertilizer, two products that you want to put on at a different time, not in one product.
Yes. And Catherine, a very loyal listener, wanted to let us know about the Spring Festival of Flowers Friday through Sunday at the Pensacola State College Milton campus.
That is not just a neighborhood flower show.
That's a big deal.
It is a big, big deal. You'll have so many people there showing off their flowers and selling all kinds of things. And it's gone on, for years now. And is a super, super success. And Catherine, I looked at insofar as that event is concerned, I looked at the weather, and it looks to me like the weekend is going to be sunny and pretty. In past years, we've had a little weather problem with that particular flower event. But it is really cool. Catherine, thanks for saying that. Keep in mind now, that's at Pensacola State College, Milton campus.
In Milton.
In Milton. And if you've never been out there, it's a great place to visit. But you will see some wonderful flowers, be able to pick up some for your own yard. Take your questions. You'll have experts there. And so I'm so glad that Catherine brought that up.
Yes. All right. We got to get to another commercial break. Get your questions and calls in 437-1620. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's another word from one of our great sponsors, Pensacola Hardware Company.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When Pete Salvato at Only Choice Healthcare talks to people about health insurance, they tell him they worry about having quality health insurance and their finances. Pete knows he will help with both. People are paying huge deductibles and premiums with Obamacare, but you can get a health plan with exclusive benefits and features. There's no deadlines, enroll anytime. Only Choice Healthcare offers freedom of choice on your medical providers and a zero deductible on all outpatient coverages, including surgery. If you're under 65 and in decent health, protect yourself and family. Call Pete and save 30 to 60% with better coverage. This is the best non-Obamacare plan available. Call Only Choice Healthcare at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. It's the only choice. Onlychoicehealthcare.com. A quality plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins, on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get your questions and calls in before we run out of time today, 437-1620. Lisa from Milton has texted in. She wanted to let us know that for the cucumber issue that we were talking about earlier, companion plants work well. Also, basil and marigolds and coffee grounds will help keep slugs off of those cucumbers. So
very good.
If you got slugs on the cukes, go ahead and apply some old Folgers there. You'll
there
be good
you
to go.
Yeah. And you know, Lisa, that's great. Now, Lisa, we're counting on you to send us pictures of your raised garden beds that you sent us last week to see how that's coming along.
Yep.
That was a great picture you sent us of what you put together. So thanks for that. Talk about planting marigolds around the vegetable garden. You know what the old-timers will say? That they will inhibit nematodes from attacking your plants. Nematodes are tiny little worms. Hmm. They are worldwide in sandy soil, in the deserts. They're everywhere around the world, but they're in Pensacola also. And they say that the marigolds will keep those nematodes because they attack the roots, and they'll reduce the roots on any plant, even on lawn grass, quite frankly. And then, of course, with the reduced root system, the plant is less healthy. But marigolds planted around your vegetable garden, and it looks good, too.
Nice.
It's kind of cool. So anyway, thanks, Lisa. Great remarks.
Yes. All right. 437-1620. It's the Garden Line with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We're going to get to a Fox News break, and we'll be back with more Garden Line after this. Don't go anywhere.
Fox News Davis. I'm CJ Pop. But barring a guilty plea from Hunter Biden, the tax and gun case against the son of President Biden is going to trial.
Judge Mark Scarsi, having said he'd need a couple of weeks, instead ruled against every one of Hunter Biden's 8 motions within just a few days of hearing them.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt, jury selection set to begin June 20th. A new ad for the Biden campaign featuring a vow for abortion rights.
I'm running to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land again, so women have a federal guarantee to the right to choose.
Former President Donald Trump has suggested he might support a federal ban on abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Tesla sales falling sharply last quarter due to increased competition worldwide, slow growth for electric vehicle sales, and price cuts failed to draw more buyers. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. 9:31 at News Radio 92.3 at 74 and mostly cloudy in Pensacola today. Police in Daphne are looking for a Pensacola man in connection to a murder that happened over the weekend. Joseph Gurley is wanted, and Daphne police say he should be considered armed and dangerous.
Of course, reached out to some neighboring agencies where he's been in trouble before to, you know, run down some addresses and that sort of thing. So it's definitely a community effort and law enforcement community effort in trying to locate him.
Investigators say they found two shooting victims at an apartment at Abaddon Park over the weekend. One of those victims died at the scene. The other was taken to the hospital. Gurley had been arrested in January on a probation violation, but was released on March 20th. Contact Crime Stoppers or local law enforcement if you have any information. The Blue Wahoos back in action this week. Opening day isn't until Friday, but the Wahoos are playing a 2-game exhibition series against the Monterey Sultans from the Mexican League. Those games are going to be tonight and tomorrow.
Spring training's a long grind, and to get up here for some exhibition games, I don't think we're really looking at it as an exhibition game. You know, we're going to be underneath the lights. There's going to be fans, and a lot of excitement, butterflies. It's going to have an opening day feel.
That's manager Kevin Randall. And during the series, the Wahoos will be embracing their Mexican identity, playing as the Poke to Poke. Tickets for both games available online at the Blue Wahoos website. It's 9:33 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We will have some patchy fog as you go through the morning hours. Temperatures warming up quickly as you head into the afternoon, highs near 80 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms move in as you go into the evening hours. A few storms could be strong under a slight risk of severe weather. As you go into Wednesday morning, storms start to clear out. Going into Wednesday, temperatures will be starting to cool off with a nice northerly wind. Temperatures on Wednesday near 70 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 74 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Our next news at 10 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. A tough start for the second quarter. Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow Industrials down 436. The S&P 500 down 57. The NASDAQ down 251. Streamers have begun removing platforms and narrowing their content libraries to avoid the residual payments and licensing fees. Why? Because there is a need for differentiation. Many platforms have pushed ad-supported plans and begun limiting password sharing, which was already not the most appealing. Last year, many streaming services began shrinking their once robust content libraries in order to pay smaller licensing fees. The Securities and Exchange Commission said Ford CEO Jim Farley received over $26 million in total compensation last year. The median annual salary for all Ford employees, excluding the CEO, was just below $85,000. The ratio of the CEO's pay to the median of all Ford employees, 3-12-1. That's Your Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
April 3rd, 1767, in Government House, British West Florida. This is News Radio 1620. And now also on FM 92.3. Well, there is excitement aplenty here today, for just hours ago, His Majesty's ship Hanover arrived, and among her passengers was our new West Florida governor, the Honorable John Elliott. The new executive, who is unmarried, was greeted by outgoing Governor George Johnstone and his aide, Major Elias Durnford, who quickly escorted the newcomer to his quarters here in Government House. Government Johnstone, incidentally, will leave 2 days hence, when the Hanover departs for London. Your reporter had only a brief glance at the new official. Mr. Elliot is a short man, perhaps 5'5", and I would guess that he weighs about 2 stone. His hair is sandy and receding. He wears what appears to be very strong spectacles. Mr. Elliot has previously been a senior clerk with the Board of Trade and was chosen for this post because of his working knowledge of the Caribbean and the Gulf area politics. He has had no prior executive experience. The new governor inherits a colony where the basic royal government has been well established and where an elected assembly has now met for the first time. The overall population of this area of Florida is now estimated at about 1,700. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, The Garden Line, with your host, Mike Wiggins. I'm Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. If you have questions or comments, let us know, 437-1620. Mike, we got a couple texts in here from before the break. Do you want to get to those first?
Of course, let's do it.
All right. Somebody texted in, wanted to know, so my MIL in South Florida just told me, mother-in-law, sorry, that's a new one for me, the mother-in-law, MIL. So my mother-in-law in South Florida just told me over the weekend that for sale signs are up everywhere down there because they're moving out due to insurance, inflation, and weather. Let them go. Okay. So we talked about earlier about the weather. There was a report in the New York Post, this is from Andrew's show, a little bit left over from that, that the weather was driving these transplants that come down from New York and other states, and they come to Florida for this utopian environment, I guess, and they're being driven out by the weather. And I'm like, the weather isn't that bad, I guess.
Just the heat.
I guess all of it. And they also mentioned crazy wildlife. Like armadillos and
snakes.
Bears and stuff and snakes. I mean, yeah, but have you ever read a book about Florida? Do you know? I mean, that's
no,
it's
but,
Florida,
but let me but, give you a little insight from what I gathered back in the day when I was more involved in that. There were people that would move from the north, New York, Pennsylvania, wherever,
yep,
all the way to Miami. And they found it was so hot for so long, and there's no seasons,
right?
You know, it's hot and it's hotter,
yeah.
And so we would get many of those folks moving from, say, Miami or further south, Sarasota, if you will, Naples, to move here,
right?
Because in Pensacola, we have seasons. They're not that long and they're not that cold, especially if you're used to the winters in the Northeast, but it is a great area in which to garden. You can grow things here, annuals and perennials and such as that. And you don't have some of the alligators that you have in South Florida. But we would get some of those people who would move here simply because even though they were still in Florida, it's a totally different environment.
It really is.
So far as we're in a zone 8 here, and that is so different from what you have down south.
Right.
Now, disadvantages, you can't grow some of the citrus. You can't grow some of the tropicals year-round that they have down there. But, hey, we all do it, and we enjoy it in the season, and then we either protect it or give up on it and plant it again.
Right.
So you know, we try to encourage those folks, you know, moving to Florida is a great idea, but consider Pensacola first.
Right, yeah, definitely.
It's a great place to live.
Yes. Catherine texted back in about the Spring Festival of Flowers going on this Friday through Sunday at the Pensacola State College Milton campus. She said they have about 100 vendors this year.
Exactly.
So it's going to be amazing. It's going to be huge.
It is huge.
That's at 5988 US 90 in Milton, the PSC campus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Catherine, thanks again for that, because I have not seen, and maybe I just have looked in the wrong place, a lot of promotion of that event this year.
Right.
I'm sure those who are the vendors and friends and customers all know about it, but I haven't seen that. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Catherine, because we have so many great people in Pensacola who love to garden, love flowers, listen to our show, and hopefully they'll get out for that event.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. All you.
Oh, really? All me? Mm-hmm. One thing we do need to discuss very quickly, I just think it's important because a lot of people are out pruning their plants right now, and rightly so. It's the time of the year to do that. But if you've got some palms, you need to realize that a lot of times palms don't need to be pruned that much. As a matter of fact, there is a way to prune a palm. They call it hurricane pruning, where you've got the big trunk of the palm, then you just leave a couple of green shoots at the top. So there's not a lot of area up there. The wind can catch it and blow over the palm. But I think you'll find that most of the experts will tell you that palms are very resistant to high winds. And a lot of that is just because over the eons, they have learned to put up with the wind. And so you don't have to do it. But if you're going to do any pruning, only take off those that are completely brown. And keep in mind what I call a 9 o'clock, 3 o'clock look to it. So in essence, your palm fronds are level with the ground. In other words, they can be high, but they've got to be level with the ground. So it's like driving a car, you go 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and that's how you really need to prune your palms. Now, they will tell you that some of the palm fronds may be even up above that 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock, may have a little yellow on them and that type of thing. Don't mess with those either, because that is helping feed the nutrients into the palm tree. So be careful when you prune your palm, and I think the lesson is that less is probably better. I have a windmill palm that I really enjoy, and I just kind of keep it just kind of parallel to the ground, and it really has done very well. If you're going to fertilize it, keep in mind that some people will let their lawn fertilizer fertilize the palm, and that's probably not all bad, but there is a specialized palm fertilizer. One of the formulas, and we talk about those formulas here, doesn't have to be exact, is an 8012, and you'll notice the N number is 12, which is potash, which is going to help the root structure of that palm. If you've got a tall cabbage palm, for example, go out at least 15 feet away from the trunk, all the way around it, not just right up next to the trunk, and you'll be better off. I did have a customer one time, good friend, who had some beautiful palms in his backyard, Jake, and what we used were the plant stakes. You can buy them. They're only about 6 inches, and it's compressed fertilizer in these plant stakes. And what you do, you hammer them in the ground along the root, the drip line, if you will, of the plants. And the only problem is, I think they work, because as it rains and you water, it breaks down that fertilizer. But it's slow. It's slow. It's a slow go. Not quite as fast as that granular 8012 that you put on there. But it's an easy way to do it. It lasts a whole season, and he was very successful. Very successful. So pruning your palms, less is better.
Yeah, less is more there.
No doubt about it.
Lisa from Milton texted back in, said, if you are going to the Flower Fest this weekend, definitely don't forget your wagon.
Good
so
point.
You can take your wagon through there. And
probably they don't have shopping carts.
Probably no. Yeah. No. So bring your wagon so you don't have to carry all those to the car and get the dirt all over you.
I think you're going to be very pleased with the quality of plants that you find at that event. Mm. I think you really are.
Right, we're going to take another little commercial break and come back to wrap it up here on the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. Coming back after the break, we will talk about planting peonies, right? Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk about that coming back. Let us know if you have any questions or comments. 437-1620. We'll be right back after this. Another great sponsor, Barnes Feed Store. We'll be right back.
Spring has sprung, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers on your Big Green Egg. Now you can get the Big Green Egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Get your questions and comments in before we run out of time, 437-1620. We have someone here that moved here from Northern Illinois 12 years ago. Welcome. And wondering if they can plant peonies. Am I saying that right? Peonies?
Yeah, peonies.
And is there a special kind that will grow in Florida?
Well, I am not sure if there's a special kind. Mm-hmm. But in my opinion, and I've never grown a peonies, but I will tell you this, I have had some friends from Illinois, absolutely, who just raved about peonies up in that part of the country. I think you can grow them here, but I think if you're from Illinois, you plant them in the full sun. That's what I understand. And if you're here, they just don't want to take our hard, I don't want to say harsh, summer, but our hot summers. So you would need to give them probably at least half a day shade. I'd give it a try. I think they're probably better suited to a little further up north, but I would give it a try. And if we've got anybody listening that grows them here, call us, let us know. Mm-hmm. Let us know what you do. But they're beautiful, beautiful, big blooms of pinkish blooms, some of them. Just beautiful. So that, I'm afraid that's not an expert opinion on the peonies, but anyway, give it a shot.
All right. And another listener wanted to know, good morning. I have a sweet olive bush that has just finished blooming. Can I prune it now?
Absolutely. It's very similar to azaleas. Hmm. Obviously, we've enjoyed the azaleas, and many of them are still looking great. But as soon as the blooming is finished, it really is important to go ahead and prune it right after they bloom. There are a lot of plants that you do that. You prune them right after they bloom. So yes, that's exactly what I would do. I wouldn't prune it half. I wouldn't, maybe come 10, 15%, maybe a little bit more. But it'll be fun. That's a good plant. Hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Back to you.
Very good.
Yeah. Get your text in 437-1620. And if you have any information about peonies, let us know. 437-1620.
Before the show, you're going to figure out how to pronounce that?
I've been asking my phone, but I can't. For some reason, it won't say it for me. So
I'm kind of counting on you.
Yeah. It's fun either way.
Oh, it is. Mm-hmm. We talked to, earlier. Someone had called in with a question about spraying for spraying with post-emergence weakener, killing weeds that are already there in your lawn. And I think it might be good to kind of review very quickly some of the rules that you need to follow if you're going to do that. One is temperatures between 65 and 85. We're there. So I think you're pretty good because if you do it in the real hot weather in the summer, you can have some problems. At the time of treatment, whenever you're going to spray it, you got to have good soil moisture. So what you want to do is to water first. You want to water first. Say water the day before, really good, before you spray your weed killer. Obviously, you don't mow right prior to or after the application, because if you mowed it, say you mowed it too low or scalped it a little bit, you'd cut off all of the exposed foliage of the weed, and the weed killer wouldn't do any good. And same thing for afterwards. If you cut off, mow right afterwards, and you're going to cut off those weeds that you've sprayed, and so the weed killer is not doing any good for you. The experts will tell you to wait 24 hours or so before you water again in your lawn. And this is this other rule that I always like to talk about because it's so important. Don't spray on a windy day. And we've had some windy days lately because that herbicide, if you spray it, will just drift to your good plants. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a big yard, I like using a pump-up sprayer where you can really get down to where the weed is and you're not going to have a lot of that drift of that weed killer. And, of course, spray it when they're young. If you wait till May, late May to do it, they've kind of gotten tougher, if you will, and they're going to be harder to kill. So that's a couple of the guidelines for using post-emergence weed control. Just be careful. We've always said it here. It's a very scientific statement. Mm. It's not like poker, you know.
Right.
You can't double up to catch up.
Exactly.
You double up that weed killer, it's you're going to be like you sprayed a blowtorch in your yard. I really would not recommend that. Mm. No doubt about it.
We did get confirmation from a listener. It is peony.
Peony.
Yeah, emphasis on the right syllable, the peony.
Okay, I wish we had that listener on the phone. I'd like to know if they grow peonies.
Okay.
I would like to know that. And if they do, give us some tips.
Right.
Some hints.
Yeah.
I think that would be great. But my friend from Chicago, boy, they loved them. There's no doubt about it. One of a couple other things I wanted to mention. I had a friend ask me a question. He said, Mike, how do you tell the difference in impatiens? The ones that grow in the sun and ones that do better in the shade. Well, there's a little bit of leaf difference, but this is where you really need to look at the signage on if you're buying impatiens. For years and years and years, we all planted impatiens in the summer. The best shade annual still is, in my opinion, one of the best shade annuals around. All different colors, multicolors, they're beautiful, no doubt about it. And then here comes along our sun patients, which are really impatiens that obviously grow in the sun. And they have these vibrant colors. I planted some orange ones about a week ago, and they just are absolutely gorgeous. But look at that sign before you buy them, because you don't want to buy the traditional impatiens and plant it in full sun, nor the sun impatiens in shade. That's a real intelligent statement, but obviously you don't want to do that because you're not going to be happy with it. Mm. But I'll tell you, these sun impatiens are absolutely wonderful. Mm. They really are. They're beautiful.
All right.
No question.
Got to get to our last commercial break of the hour. If you have any questions or comments, get them in. We only have a few moments left. 437-1620. It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Mother's Day, Beer Fest, Jackson's Spring Menu, and other fun things you won't want to miss. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, talked about the three big rulings from the Florida State Supreme Court yesterday, allowing the six-week abortion ban to go into effect, reversing a former ruling by the state Supreme Court over the 1980 Privacy Amendment, two, allowing us to vote on recreational marijuana in the fall, and three, allowing us to vote on whether women should be able to get an abortion up to 24 weeks, no questions asked. So very interesting stuff. Talked about all that this morning. You can listen on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
It's the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable, the Pensacola Expert Panel. All right, Mike, take it away.
Well, just one comment before we leave here. Obviously, we're all planting our annuals, our perennials, our daylilies, our gerber daisies, our dianthus, vinca, begonias, all that stuff. Don't forget your caladiums, because if you've listened to the show, you know it's my absolute favorite plant for the summer. This is the time to do it. April is the time to do it. So get your caladium bulbs. The bigger, the better. We've always said you could order them online from Caladiums Florida. Mm-hmm. They'll ship them to you very quickly.
Right.
Or you can see them in your garden centers. But if you'll plant them right now, plant them about 2.5 times the diameter of the bulb. Get a little bit of bone meal and put into the hole with it.
Yum.
Mix that up. A little of that peat moss doesn't hurt either. That's good, mm-hmm. too. In any event, plant it in the month of April.
All right.
It likes... Most of them like a little bit of shade, not much, but it's one of the greatest plants for the summer in Pensacola.
They just texted back in, peonies can be grown here, but they won't get that great of a bloom. They're known because they need to be in cold weather to bloom.
Right.
So container plants may do better than in the
ground. Very good. Thank you for that.
Yes,
that
awesome.
Great.
Thank you for listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be back next week on Tuesday.
You're listening to... News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.